So to summarize the follow-up sequence, you're going to follow up for 3 weeks, making 2 to 3 calls per week. If your prospect still hasn't given you any indication of interest, you end with a final call. This final call is very important, not just for the prospect, but for you too. See, if this prospect is a friend or family member, a non-completion could stand between you and them forever. The reason someone doesn't accept your call or return your message is because they can't face telling you no. It's very shallow, but there is no other reason. They go into hiding because they can't face you. When you leave a final message, you're making it easy for them to come out of hiding. You've made it safe for them to face you again. When they do face you, don't start trying to talk them back into the business. They'll just go back into hiding. It's also very healthy for you to do this completion step. That way it's not suspended or iffy. They can always reopen it if they want to, but you need to conclude it after 3 weeks. There have been prospects who I followed up with much longer, but they were contributing to it, so I kept it open also. They were right on the verge of doing something, and so I continued as long as they were still contributing, even if a tiny bit. The final call is what you do when it's obvious from their no response that they're not interested. Also, this final call is like all other calls, very upbeat. You don't sound like you're giving up, or you're disappointed in them, or that you can't believe they're not willing to pursue their goals. Trust me when I say this, no doesn't always mean no over the long term. I've had many prospects contact me later because, in their words, I was so professional. This has so much to do with how you leave this concluding call, and that you leave a concluding call. If you don't leave a concluding call, they feel they let you down, and this can cause them to not want to call you back, even if they become interested at a later time. This also goes for people you're physically around, like someone at church or at work. If they seem like they're avoiding you need to go up and talk to them and give them the same conversation. It will put you both at ease and will allow your relationship with them to continue. The rule is, when in doubt, talk. If you feel someone is avoiding you, break that wall down. Don't do it too aggressively, and in order for this to work, you have to be willing to let them not want to join your business or not want your product. Allow them to say no. Not pretending to allow them to say no, but genuinely allow them to say no. For them to be a good prospect for you, they have to want it. Let's do a couple of quick live calls. This first one is our sweet lady from Algeria. Notice how I bring up her need want on the message. Also, the fact that I looked up her country and read the CIA reports on it.
You have reached 703. At the beep, please leave a message.
Hi, Nadira. This is Tim Sales. I was scheduled to talk to you at 2. By the way, I did find out where Nigeria was. I actually looked it up on a map. Very interesting in terms of where you're from, and I reviewed all of the chaos that was going on there. And we certainly want to work hard to get your husband back here. That's absolute. I will try to reach you back a little bit later on. You can also call me back. My telephone number is 202. Again, that number is 202. And I will be up until about maybe 10 or 10:30 tonight. But again, I'm going to be in and out, and so I will, I'll try to reach you back. All right, I look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye. All right, the reason you tell your prospect that you will call them back, as well as asking them to call you back, is because if you just ask them to call you, then you have to wait until they call you. Because if you call them again, you would be bugging them. But if you say on the message, "I'm going to be in and out, try to reach me, and I'll try to reach you also," you've kind of authorized yourself to call again, as well as requested them to call you. This next live call is with Catherine. She hadn't watched the DVD. Notice the way I do a quick restoration of her wants and then close to action.
Hello?
Is Catherine there?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm Tim Sales. I am calling you back on our scheduled time.
Oh my God, has a week gone by already?
It has. You must not watch the video.
No, I didn't. No, I'm sorry.
It's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, life comes in, right?
It sure does.
You did get it, though.
I did.
Okay.
I did, and it's on my to-do list.
Your to-do list. Uh-huh. All right. Well, when do you think you'll get down that far on that list?
Okay. Could you give me another week? I just have to finish some traffic school this week, and then I should be free to do something like that.
Traffic school?
Yeah.
You a speeder?
Not usually, but I guess I was that day.
Oh, not a problem at all. Okay. Absolutely. Hey, I have a quick question. I was thinking about something over the week. When you say that you want to do more volunteer work and that you would, you know, go down and help the people in Florida, things like that, what kind of stuff do you actually do with them? How do you help them?
Make sure, the Red Cross has their hands full. I know, and FEMA has their hands full. So you basically, my church would supply them with, organization and maybe some kind of assist them spiritually so that they're, you know, calmed down and, things of this nature. Just, it's like a one-on-one type of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was just thinking about it after we got off the phone. I wonder what it is that she actually would be doing.
Actually, there's a people within my church called the volunteer ministers. So they would have a game plan, and you just go and you show up, and you go, great. They go, this is your job, you know, whatever that would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that's really, really terrific.
Yeah.
Really. Awesome. Well, I want to help you do that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, I really would. I want to help you do that.
Okay.
Okay, so I will. So you need another week. So I will call you next Friday. Is that what you want?
You know, that'd be great, and I promise I will have listened to it by then. Yeah,
okay.
I feel kind of bad. So.
It's all right. Really.
Okay.
I understand, and I do look forward to talking to you about it. And so next Friday, you mean to call you morning, afternoon?
Just usually the same time. Fine.
Okay.
Late afternoon.
All right. So why don't I call you next Friday at 3 o'clock?
Okay.
All right. Look forward to talking
to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. One more live call here. This is just a funny one. I had done a good call with a man named Richard, sent him the video, and he had replied with an email telling me he was really excited about it. I then call him, and his wife answers the phone. Listen to what happens.
Domino's Pizza, how can I help you?
Domino's Pizza, this isn't Richard Dye's place?
No, it is not. Who's calling?
Is this Domino's Pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yep, she was trying to stop me from reaching her husband. All right. Now, that was all the things that can happen on follow-ups. I don't know if you caught something as I've gone through the follow-up portion here, but on the follow-up call, you're basically going right back through the inviting formula. When you do your follow-up call, you do a short greeting. You qualify your prospect by asking them if they've watched Brilliant Compensation. You invite them to look at your company. You handle any questions and objections that arise. You close them to action. You follow up or follow through. That should simplify the whole follow-up process for you. That completes the follow-up section and completes the inviting formula.